The following is the sermon that I delivered on January 7th, 2018, titled Gifts. This is a re-recording of it. It seems to me that the giving of gifts is starting to become a lost art form. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy having gifts, and I enjoy receiving gifts, mostly. This Christmas was Julie and my first without all of our children. We were lucky enough to share it with our wonderful daughter, Rachel, but Alex and Sarah, now with families on their own, were not here with us. In our house, there is almost a marathon feel to Christmas morning. This was even more so last year, as we not only had our children, but also Alex and Sarah's fiancés. Julie, my wife, pours out the gifts, and so I think last year it took us more than an hour to open them all. Today, we close out the Christmas season with the arrival of the three kings, or wise men, or magis, or whatever they're called. These were the three esteemed and wealthy individuals who had heard about the Messiah's birth, and being ordered by Herod, made a pilgrimage to see him, and as befitting such a journey, in the off chance they actually found him, they brought gifts. I say we may have lost our way on giving gifts, at least I have, because this year it seems we gave out a lot of gift cards. Now there's nothing wrong with this. We do this a lot for our nieces and nephews that live far away. It is certainly easier to log into Amazon and simply send a card of $25 than to sit down, figure out what might suit someone, go get it, wrap it up, put it in a package, and mail it. It seems that our nieces and nephews enjoy the cards, but, well, I think if I gave Julie a gift card and only gift cards on our anniversary, I'd be in the doghouse. These wise men, these magi, couldn't simply send a gift card. In fact, travel was brutal, dangerous, and expensive back then. You couldn't simply plug, quote, Messiah, Bethlehem into your smartphone and then head out. No, this had to be a tough journey, so these magi must have been really dedicated to accomplishing this task. T.S. Eliot wrote a really wonderful and disturbing poem titled The Journey of the Magi. I'm going to read just the start of it here because it really gives a wonderful narrative on the challenges the Magi faced. Here it is in the voice of one of the Magi. A cold coming we had of it, just the worst time of the year for a journey, and such a long journey. The ways deep and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter. And the camels galled, sore-footed, refractory, lying down in the melting snow. There were times we regretted the summer palaces on the slopes, the terraces, and the silken girls bringing sherbet. Then the camelmen cursing and grumbling and running away and wanting their liquor and women, and the night fires going out, and the lack of shelters, and the cities hostile, and the towns unfriendly, and the villages dirty and charging high prices. A hard time we had of it. At the end, we preferred to travel all night, sleeping in snatches, with the voices singing in our ears saying that this was all folly. With the voices singing in our ears saying that this was all folly, I get the sense that not only was the travel hard, but also that everyone else, even their employees and people they met, thought they were crazy. Why on earth would anyone do this? And it's not because there was no UPS to deliver their gifts. They were following a star, for crying out loud. Who would believe them? There were gifts under our tree this year, and there were not just gift cards. There were not just click and wait for it to show up on our doorstep. There were gifts from our daughter Rachel that she purchased while she was working in Rwanda, Africa, over the summer. She thought about each recipient. She went to the market searching, having to walk miles to get there. She bartered with the vendors, having to learn some of the local language and occasionally lapsing into her high school French. She gave me a shirt in beautiful African patterns, a shirt where she had bought the fabric in one market and then took it to another shop, giving them rough measurements where they turned it into a shirt for me. All these presents she carried back through the mud and dirt roads, eventually finding room for them in her luggage, and then making a 30-hour journey back home, with the voices singing in our ears, saying that this was all folly. Matthew tells us this story of the Magi, we three kings, with little focus on the gifts they are bringing. He tells us in the story of their inspiration to bear witness to the Messiah. He tells of the travel, guided by dreams and a star. He tells us of the dangers they faced, Herod with his plans to rid the land of the newborn as soon as possible, and possibly the Magi themselves. And he tells us of the joy upon finding the infant Messiah, of them kneeling and giving the gifts they had carried over such a perilous journey. When I opened the box for my daughter, carefully wrapped, that held my beautiful shirt, I knew what she had gone through. The thought, the work, the effort. I tell you, tears were in my eyes as I looked up at her, Rachel sitting there with a look of almost worry that I wouldn't like her gift. I got up and gave her a hug, knowing how much effort it had taken to bring this to me, to have planned this in the heat of an African summer for a Christmas in New England. Would it surprise you if today, when I look out across the congregation, to know that I see a room full of Magi? The gifts? These gifts you brought today are wonderful. They will further the mission of this church, His church. But I know that just coming here to worship today, although you can travel in a heated car and not on a camel, is a conscious choice. It means you have chosen to come to worship the Messiah, just as those wise men from the East had thousands of years ago. Each day, when you decide to act like a Christian, when you offer your gift of time, your gift of talents, when you offer love and grace to someone, even when you take a moment to pray, you become those Magi. You choose to seek Him. You choose to make your own journey through the desert and mountains of your life and seek out the Messiah, to kneel before Christ and offer yourself to Him. Try finding that on Amazon. Amen.